vacante positions in the department. Vacancies, for instance, there's no proper financial statements being added in. No monthly statements. Must we drill the department for this? I think we must drill them. They have to look after all these things. And at the end, the Auditor General's office just say what is wrong. And I don't think it's just the responsibility of only the entities, but also the department. So, do the Auditor General's office also do a sort of audit of the department's responsibilities in checking all this entities, or is it not part of your processes? Because I think it's very important. Then we have to drill the department of not doing their job. I think that is my concern, Chairperson. Nothing's happening. So we are in a sort of dead end street at this moment. Next years will be the same. Over 5 years, over 10 years, it will still be the same if anything still exists of some of these entities. Otherwise, it will. If we carry on this path, we will drive everything into the ground, and like a Boeing crashed onto the ground and evaporated. That's how I see it. It's very, very, very. Dit maak my moedeloos. Dankie, thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, thanks, sir. I must really thank the Office of the Auditor General for the information and presentation we have received. I really wish that this happens quite often, if really there could be space for that, because really I find it a little bit difficult for us to grasp, you know, exactly processes, you know, terms that are used, you know, necessary issues that we need to actually, as portfolio, come to embark on to help, you know, making sure that, you know, the department achieves what it is supposed to achieve. I think this really needs to be recorded, that, you know, we need more of this so that we become very much more clear, because this would actually empower us and help us in performing our duty as expected, really. But thanks for this. It's not the first time, and, you know, it helps. But I also wanted to check out one area. In all what has been said, my slight worry is when on page 4, that is the top block, talking about percentage there, you know, I have no qualms altogether about the table that has been put there. But I'm just looking at one stage when the department would indicate that, you know, on its performance, that it has performed, say, about 75%. My concern would be, where is that other 25%? And in fact, that would be the focus. You know, one, I wonder if you could probably, you know, help this committee, one, for it to look at the perfection of that 75%. Because we are driven here as to focus on 25%, and I don't know how have they arrived, and I know that it needs really a lot of calculation and a lot of information. But I'm worried if they say 75% well performed and remaining is 25%. That 25% that we focus on, I can see. But what can this office really advised us to look, not to nail anybody, but to actually really help in making sure that there is perfection on this 75%. I'm just making it as an example. Before we get to 25%, which we need to look at, that is one area that I'm a little bit worried, and I think, you know, if one can be empowered on that alone, then we can be of assistance on making sure that, you know, things are going very well in the department. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, I cannot agree more with Honorable Jitlaika as far as the importance of this position to us as members of this committee. Really, when the department now comes before us with the personnel report, we look now at the document with a critical eye, well informed. Thank you so much for this presentation. So what I want to find out now is in that limitation, that is page 11 of the presentation, in that limitation you said, that is where the entity does not give you the information you require to express your opinion. What I want to find out now is, what do you do about such entities? Because if you require information for you to express opinion and then you're not given that information, really I think that is a gross negligence. What do you do about that? And then secondly, no, this now is just for my own personal knowledge or my other colleagues as well. Is unqualified report the same as clean audit report?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to express my disappointment with the fact that Mr. Kaba, the Director General, who is the CEO of the department, is not here today with us at this presentation, because this is about the Department of Arts and Culture. And I don't want to elaborate, but the minister and the deputy minister never attends portfolio committee meetings. We see them at the budget vote speeches, and that's that. Conferences. Sir, I just want to note that. Thanks.
Thank you, honourable members. I think we in our deliberations, I'm taking it that we need to get the in-depth related to the findings by the Auditor General, because we will have to understand correctly all of us, to say that the Auditor General comes at the end of the financial year, come up with the report thereafter with their findings and so on and so on. The emphasis, as I understand, is that the internal audit must always be watchful in terms of the predetermined goals that the departments or the entities do have, so that this will highlight us when we do our oversight in the departments and also in those entities. Because if things does happen, for instance, in their deliberations, when they were talking to us, even in the last session, they indicated that, you know, in terms of the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, these things should have been discovered and prevented even before it could be, you know, disclosed by the auditors or the senior managers. That is how I do understand it, because those are the preventable issues within the department or within the entities if things are being set in line. But however, let me give it to them again so that they respond, and then they were making comments, my colleagues, explain more and more, so that you equip ourselves so that we understand exactly, and so that we can be able, you know, to deal with the department and even the entities were doing our oversight, because most of the things we sometimes overlooked it, and we don't even become acquainted with the terminologies that the department and entities are using. But I'll also, before you do that, I think with this guiding, I'll call it a guiding document. If we can also, you can also share with us, as you have just indicated earlier on, I think it is also a guiding, you know, a principle in any way. When you look into it, the little understanding that I had when I look into it and when I listened to you this morning, you were just indicating this are the things that may make us, you know, to follow when we say we're doing our oversight. For instance, the first page, when we talk about the Department of Arts and Culture, they themselves should have in the supply chain management, you know, a continuous monitoring, so that these things should not be discovered at the end whenever there is some, you know, irregularities or whatever. It should be discovered here and there and ago. I think that is what we should also be having at our side and say, how can this thing happen? Whereas the senior management and so on, the internal auditor are there. What is their duty? What are you doing to leave this kind of a thing up to a certain stage? Because it should have been discovered earlier rather than later. So that is how I understand it. Maybe you'll deal with that again for us, with the if my colleagues do agree, and if we still do have time, so that we understand a little bit more. But otherwise, you can respond according to their request.
Thank you very much. I think the first question was a question and the answer. Yes, we report and we identify this non-compliant performance information, but in terms of the Act, that is our mandate, to identify it and to report it. It's critical for the leadership, for the oversight bodies, to take this information and then to act on this information. And it will practically start within a department or in an entity with the performance agreements. As was rightly said, I mean, in our organization as well, every person has a performance agreement that you measured against. If you don't deliver on those, it impacts salary increases. I mean, we don't even talk about bonuses if there's non-deliverables. So, and that is the consequences. I mean, you can't treat everybody the same, and everybody gets the same benefits or the same increases, the same bonuses, but one person is working at this level and the other person is working here. I mean, what is the motivation for this person that's not working to ever up his game? So, and that is where it's critical for the leadership to start implementing those processes. Currently, we're looking in our audit. We look at, do they have performance agreements? I think what is lacking at this stage is, how effective is those performance agreements? So at the moment, we're only saying yes, they do have performance agreements, or no, they don't have performance agreements. But how do they use that tool? So in terms of holding people accounting, that is where it starts. Then they also have the audit committees, and I want to go back to our combined assurance, because it's that interrogation, it's that questioning. What controls do you have? What have you done to correct? What corrective actions was implemented? Starting accounting officer, minister, oversight bodies, and at the end it's then our reports that comes in. In terms of the our role in monitoring the department for their guidance to the entities, except for the Division of Revenue Act, we don't look at how they monitor transfer payments, how they assist. We did, however, in our communication with Minister, we did indicate it as a weakness to say we think the department can play a bigger role in giving guidance, in giving direction, in helping them to monitoring. And I think as a result of those discussions, the idea of the shared services also came out. But we don't as such audit their monitoring role. Then in terms of the the sessions. From our side, we will also really appreciate more regular interventions. I think discussions will get to a higher level. It will be more specific, more detailed. There will be a better understanding. So from our side, really, we'll appreciate and we'll gladly engage more often. The achieving of the targets, I must just get that. I'm not sure, because we were talking about this slide. The note that I've made there is the guidance, and that is the document the chairperson was referring to. I gave copies to them, but I think it's a handy tool. It is not very difficult. It's very specific and very basic, like for the department, and that's typically when the department is coming in, to ask them, what is the current situation with DDG positions? What is the target date on when these positions will be filled? And next time when they come in and that date passed, has this position been filled? Why haven't it been filled? And then to request from the DG to take action against that if it wasn't filled. So I think this is just giving guidance. As we indicated for supply chain, all that we're saying is there should be continuous monitoring. So when the department is coming in to say, what processes do you have to monitor your supply chain processes? And let them explain what processes do they have and identify from that where there's weaknesses, so that there's interrogation and discussion about the controls that they have. If they say they've got good controls and there's still irregular expenditure or still unauthorized, the question is then, but if you have all these controls, what failed and what have you done to correct it? Because then they need to do something different. For HR, as I said, we set full critical positions and ensure that senior managers sign performance agreements. The follow-up step will be, how did you evaluate that performance agreement? What did you do in terms of how did you approach the outcome of that? Financial management, we're saying that senior managers should monitor day-to-day financial activities. They should prepare quarterly financial statements. I mean, they can be requested to submit that quarterly information to this committee as well. There can be a request that it be audited. Ensure that the ICT unit is fully capacitated. If they've got vacancies within the IT unit, what is their plan to fill those positions? By when do they want to fill those positions? If not, what is the barrier that's keeping them from that? And these are the things that, from all points, we'll be tracking this. So we will be tracking it from the department side. We gave this to the accounting officer. I don't think we haven't discussed this with the accounting officer. We did it with other departments. But we will give this to the accounting officer as well, and we will give this to the minister as well, so that everybody is tracking the same things. So that, and if everybody is tracking the same things and everybody is working towards the same thing, there should be an improvement if these basic things are put in place. The limitation, the one on consult. Yes, once again, it was that one. No, it was the limitation on the performance information. Yeah. Once again, our mandate stops to we report on the fact that they didn't submit the information. It is up to Minister, the acting CEO, to take that and to take responsibility for that and to implement corrective actions. The unqualified versus the clean. In terms of our act, we need to express or conclude on the set of financial statements. So we will conclude whether that financial statement is a fair presentation of the activities for the year. We need to conclude on performance information, whether the information is useful, so whether it's smart, specific, time-bound, and whether it's reliable. So can we trace the information in the annual plan to supporting documentation to verify the accuracy of that information. And then we need to conclude on compliance. So the difference is that in both opinions, the financial statement is a fair representation. So the financial statement is accurate and correct, and it's telling us what happened through the year and what transactions occurred. The difference is that clean don't have any findings on compliance or on predetermined objectives, whereas unqualified with other matters, they either have performance information findings or compliance findings, or both. So that is where the difference is coming in. Financial statements is exactly the same, but the one's got findings on compliance and performance information, the other doesn't have it. The clean audit is the best. That is where everybody should strive for. And that's why we say the portfolio is almost in the discomfort zone. Because if we look at that middle block, the yellow block, financially, there's nothing wrong with their financials. They are all unqualified. But they sit with all these non-compliance. And that is where they need to focus to move into the top block where it's green, where we can say they're clean.
So the bottom line is, clean audit is not the same as unqualified support.
No, it's not the same.
Okay.
So clean audit don't have any findings on performance information, they don't have any findings on compliance.
Chairperson, that was my answer. On this point, may I just add something? I think it's very important for the committee. I want to ask, I sound like a grade one primary school student, pupil. Would it be possible for the Auditor General's office to give us just a list of words, the jargon you use? You use smart specific time bound. You know, I must learn all these things by heart. And if I got all the words, all the semantics under control, everything will be as clear as daylight. If I just learn the jargon you use, and it can be a list of words, like it's not a dictionary or whatever, but there's the all the words you and also the
abbreviation.
So then you just glance through it, and everything is as clear as daylight. I will be so glad for that understanding, and then I see the word smart specific time bound. Everything. The next year I will apply for auditor job there. The
Okay, right. Thank you. For the meantime, let me also interject you while you are still explaining. I would like to welcome the Honorable Chairperson while she is still talking to her secretary. Maybe when she is in, I may also take my seat and listen and also be able to ask questions as I used to. But however, let me while the chairperson is still talking there, align myself with what we have just said, and then we take into cognizance what Honorable Chintela has indicated. You see, if the Auditor General is always, you know, talking to us, we'll acquaint ourselves with this kind of terminology and so on.
Yeah.
Much as Honorable Dabane was asking, you know, it seems it's very obvious. But we don't even understand it correctly.
Yeah.
Qualified and clean. You know, if he asks, you might find if why does he ask this? But when she explains, you can see that this thing seems to be the same. Sometimes we use it randomly, and it doesn't mean the same thing according to their explanation. For instance, we talk about disclaimer and the adverse. You know, whether it is just below qualifications. Disclaimer where that is feature, you know, and so on and so on. So if we keep on talking about it together with them, maybe we can learn, much as we have just, you know, elaborated to say can't we have something like, so that we can be able to talk the same language with them? We know we cannot, because you are dealing with that one in the Auditor General's, you know, in the in your own section. We are politicians on the other side. We can't be making you in any way, because we have got our own terminologies, like when we like to say we oppose each other, you know, with different views and so on and so on. In the Auditor General's office, you'll deal with the specifications and in terms of your codes, and you know exactly what you are doing. You know, it's different from the politician. But however, I was just you know, welcoming the chairperson in any way, so that you can go on and give us your responses.
Chairperson, I just ask something. The Auditor General has got a specific idea when they say it's clean, but when you're talking about politicians, you can be clean, but what about your feet? Anyway. Well, one hand.
Thank you. I think from our side, we will be able to prepare a list with terminology, abbreviations, and all of those things. It shouldn't be a problem. We will be able to provide you with that. I think I've missed the question a bit on the targets not achieved. Maybe if the member can just repeat that one. Or
no, mine.
You have answered, because I was referring to the percentage itself. Remember, in detail, whether 75 or, you know, for performance, or the remaining 25. I think you answered me. I think somebody else talked to the target. You know, I don't know.
Sir Chair, I don't know if there's any follow-up. If I've been missed anything else, any further questions for clarification?
Thank you. Honourable members, do you still have something to deal with? While you are still they are still preparing, Honourable Dapane was asking about the clean and unqualified. I'm also talking about, you explain, I remember in the last session, you explained about this disclaimer and the adverse and so on and so on. Just remind us on those issues. I know it's not easy for us to grasp at a go, but just to talk about these things once more, so that we can hear from my honourable members if they still have some follow-up questions or new questions altogether.
Thank you, Chair. The other opinions that we refer to is, maybe I'm going to start with the qualification. That is where we look at the financial statements, we can audit and we get evidence for most of the account balances, but there may be one or two account balances. So, like for Packles, they for instance had a qualification on assets. So then the opinion will read to say that except for assets, the financial statements is fairly stated. So then we exclude, and we exclude one or two accounts to say these are not fairly stated, but the rest you can rely on the information that has been provided. So we highlight those. So that is a qualification. Rest of financial statements is reliable. When we then go to a disclaimer or an adverse, with a disclaimer is where we have a limitation. So usually we don't get the documentation to perform our audit work. So then we, and it's so what we call, and it's another terminology, pervasive. So what it actually means is the majority of set of financial statements is impacted by this lack of supporting documentation. So it's not just one or two account balances, it's almost a whole set of financial statements that's impacted. So then we say, you know what, when we look at this set of financial statements, we can't say anything about this entire set of financial statements, so we withhold our opinion. Whereas when we go to an adverse, it's also that pervasive, that entire set of financial statements, but there we get information. But when we audit that information, we actually disagree with what management have in the financial statement. So they will say assets should be 10 million, for instance, or whatever, and in terms of our audit work, we might say it should be 15 million. So there's a disagreement in terms of what they provide and what we confirm. In those instances, and every instance, we will give them the opportunity to correct the financial statements, but that they feel so strong. Typically, I mean, if we look at Arts Council for last year, they had downtown, there was a recommendation, and there was a disagreement, because the auditor said, you need to disclose downtown in your financial statements, you need to recognize the assets, and they didn't want to do that. So there was disagreement between what Arts Council included in financial statements and what we as the auditor said, resulting in an adverse opinion. So we said the entire set of financial statements is incorrectly stated, and we disagree with what you have in this financial statement. So that is disclaimer, so it's a limitation, and the adverse is a disagreement.
Maybe in the absence of some other, you know, follow-up questions and so on, I may also check with the chairperson if there is anything she would like to advise and to say from our side. And
thanks, Jefferson, of the session. Just my apologies, I thought I wouldn't be able, wasn't feeling able to feverish today. But firstly, just thank you, Mr. Mabunda, for chairing the session in my absence. But I want to express my disappointment, though, to the members of the ANC that are here. And thanks once again, Ms. Maybeth, and I don't know the gentleman, I believe he's from HA as well. And you asked us, yeah, I was not here, thank you.
It's Rajesh.
Rajesh, okay, thank you for coming. You know, the reason that we always ask for these workshops is because the same members who are not here today, they always complain when this HA process, especially when during the PRRR process comes, they say they don't understand these matters, they don't understand, and I went out of my wheel just to ensure that each year they get the audit, each year that they get You see, Honorable Vanderbilt, each year I become like you, I become a grade A. Even when last year I got that workshop, but I become a grade A when it comes to issues of finance, issues of audit, and issues of the beautiful art process as we're starting tomorrow, actually. So that's why I say I'm very disappointed with some of the things, some of the people who are here are the ones who become very disappointed, who just make flaws. There is nothing that is as said as government officials like Kawigas laugh at members of parliament when they speak nonsense, you know. We are saying that. They laugh, you know, because you see, parliament, it's not about making legislation and only, but it's also about empowering yourself as well, you know, even if they, as a person, as a member of parliament as well. Because what if the next generation is coming? What empowerment are you going to pass to them? You see? And I am actually very upset. I don't want to lie, especially when Vera told me that there is only one member of the ANC, a ruling party, out of all members. I will write to the chief. I know it's internal matters of the ANC, but I will write to the chief of the ANC because this is very disappointing. Because the same people tomorrow and when we do the people ask, you as a chair, you feel like I'm hiding under the table. And when entities come, Ms. Mabel, that's why we can't pick up some of those things, you know, especially when we speak about the performance agreement and related to the strategic plan that they give, because some of the issues that are problematic as well. I mean, some of the entities of Southern Catalonia, they are from better to worse. Those few of them. We speak about Pacos, we speak about Sarah. I don't even know what to say about those ones at the end of the day. And I don't know if how possible is it, maybe to the AG as well, because I am not sure even this board, maybe through the department, who is here from the department, any senior person, go away from the department. It seems some of these boards, just maybe something that you can raise as the AG, but the AG is coming to meet us as chairpersons this afternoon. Seems some of the boards, this is something that I think Rajesh and Ms. Mabel, you can raise, don't understand audit processes, you know. I met one chairperson of those entities because I was trying to find out, Johnny, just take it from me, you can answer it, it's fine. I was trying to find out why are they moving from bad to worse, you know. When I say leadership, when I raise issues of IT, they didn't seem to understand what I'm talking about. They say, Chair, we came as a board, we fixed 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But they seem lost themselves, you know, what is it? I'm not sure what extent are we must also give them this workshop and training on all those things that they must require. Because the problem with the boards, they just take anybody and they become a board member. So those are the challenges. I think the AG, I want to raise them with you. Maybe we'll raise it in a broader meeting because I believe entities, especially maybe according to the department, they must be trained, really. I cannot, the CEOs, I cannot say much because they're supposed to know what is correct. But I think for all of them, it becomes a problem because the chairperson of PACOFS was saying to me, but Chair, how did we fail this audit? Because when we came as a board, we have apparently have solved the CEO issue. He's gone and they are advertised. We solved that. And what interesting. But he was raising issues. But I'm saying to him, he seemed not to understand. Well, what is it that what is making them fail, you know, at the end of the day? So I think those are some of the issues. I think we must consider it as a portfolio committee as well to raise it with the department. But as our corner, you will raise it with the DG as well. Because these are some of the issues I believe that they don't understand the audit as well. But Corinne, I think I'll raise it this afternoon as well in that meeting, you know, maybe in a broader meeting as well. Because it's very worrying that, especially entities of Earth and Culture, maybe they don't understand what they're supposed to do. I think that was, even if it takes a broader day, I think it's one thing that I'll raise with the politicians as well at podcast level as well, or on those issues. But thank you so much. I hope members were enlightened.
Yes, thank
you. Yeah, I hope you are very enlightened about this. And I believe there are notes, maybe. Just to go through them, because it becomes very... I like to know who's in my meeting, even when I was not here. I'm looking at that lady at the back and the lady here. When I get the mouth. Mm. Who are they and where are they from?
Those are the
cool. Maybe they are taking over my chair. Maybe just for interest sake.
I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Okay. Oh, PMG.
Yeah, PMG.
Oh, okay. We usually know Tiffany. We usually send your name.
Leanne Flack.
Okay. I don't see. Sorry, my dear. Yeah, I'm really sick. You can tell me. I hope you've learned as well on these issues. Because those are some of the things when we do our research work, you give it to the members. This entity has been doing badly on this. So it becomes important to you. Even our media person would be able to answer for us when things are horrible. I'm not sure what was the agenda, but I just thought I should raise that issue to say thank you so much. And one thing about Courtney, she's always available. Hope you're Rajesh, she'll also be available. She's always available anytime. She's willing to assist us anytime. That's it. I know. No, I didn't want to. I didn't want to say it because if I say it's because she's a woman, then they'll say I'm sexist, you know. And another one. Okay. I was not chairing the session, so I cannot continue. I just want to raise those issues. I think the chair of the session will continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, for your remarks. I was also thinking that you'll have to take us to conclude the business of the day. There is nothing that was left. We were under discussions, deliberations, and so on. And if we can go to the next item, if we do have some other businesses, with your permission, Chairperson, we can still continue as usual.
I want to check because tomorrow we have the whole day with the department doing the annual report. I'm not sure whether to have the copies. Oh, the copies are already here. I know members. It was I don't know. The annual report was supposed to be done what 8th September, 30th, the end of September. So tonight, please don't look at your wife or husband. Please just go through the annual report so that we can be tomorrow. We are really prepared for some issues. Unfortunately, it will be very best. I know some members like communication, they'll dwell more. Others like procurement, they will dwell more. I know, I've watched how members operate. There are those who don't have interest in other sections of the annual report, but they want a specific section. And just encourage you to write questions or just tonight as well, because tomorrow we have the whole day. Don't worry, I've booked lunch. I hope there is lunch. Otherwise, I'll get in trouble with members. So I've done lunch. It's going to be the whole day, so you must sleep early tonight like babies, and we can be able to do that. I'm not sure whether the parliament program for this time has been distributed yet. Members, I'll ask for your patience on this term. I know it's the last time you are on term. There are certain entities, there are meetings that we're going to hold Tuesday, and anyway, Tuesday is your working day. Tuesday and Wednesday. Because we have some of those entities that I think Kone and Rajesh have reported about that they are worst. We have to see them. There are some we haven't seen, like the State Theatre. Anyway, Ditsong, does it fall under us? Does it? We have to see that entity. I think there's a lot of problems. So those entities that we really have to see. I know there's a legislation. Okay. There will be a legislation that is coming on board. But I know about it can't be used of official languages, Bill. That's why I was confused when you say. Oh, precious cancer. Yeah. I know, that's why I'm shocked that I know this. I'm done with this. What I want to say, I was saying, so okay, can you be patient with us? Because we have to see those entities, you know. Pansalp included, and that Sara has to come back. Which one? Pakofs. Which one is doing one of the worst? There's a state theater or something that is also doing very badly. And I'm learning with that song, there's a problem. Qualify. Is it not doing one? Or is it? What is it? Was unqualified. I'm sorry I came late, so maybe I might go back.
You know, that song was unqualified with just the non-compliance on the financial statements.
Oh, only?
Yeah.
I think it's Freedom Park.
No, Freedom Park is clean.
Oh, okay. No, but some of them, not only about audit reports, there are certain political issues, you know, that are, but those, we need to see those four. I thought those are the four that I think is very important. Otherwise, Chairperson, so far I don't think there's anything except tomorrow's meeting as well. And what was it that I wanted to raise with the committee? That is very important. You know, and I will try to push so that last year, I know you were complaining that I kept you till December. So I think we'll try. If we, the better, the quicker we do, the better we finish. As you all know, that this country, this month is not about an ANC. It's honoring O.R. Tambo. We will release a statement, Oliver Tambo, this month. So we'll see how we approach that as a committee as well. But there are a few issues also that have been raised on the media. But those are things I will do tomorrow when I'm well. And thank you so much, Mr. Mabunda. Back to you. That's all I can.
Thank you very much. in the absence of any other business of the day, I think let's call it a day. The meeting is adjourned until tomorrow morning. Members?
Thank you. How long will it take?
I don't think that's what I'm saying.